relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Oh, just do it, John.
And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
How many times have we played that, John? No, it's not five. It's 5 seconds in an hour. That makes...
Six,
see?
There we go.
New math. Let's do some old math. Indeed.
Great.
That was the president last night in Minneapolis talking about Joe Biden. Oh, by the way, here's some good news. Shepard Smith has just decided he's leaving Fox. And the Dow just went up how many points? What was that? 300, 500 points. It's... Oh, my gosh, what a Friday. Haven't had a Friday like that in a long, long time. Of course, look, the Dow has exploded in a good way because the president has announced we have a trade deal with China, multi-phase trade deal. They're going to buy pork from us. They're going to buy soybeans, and they're going to protect or no longer steal, as they did in the past, all our intellectual property rights. We will see what happens with that. But Wall Street is happy, and anybody who's a conservative is happy because Tata Shep, bye-zee-bye. At least we have something to watch now at, what is it, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's very interesting. Why? Oh, and by the way, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation on the newest nationally syndicated show. That's syndicated with a Y, Media Matters, okay? You've got to learn to use that spell check a little bit more often, all right? Sorry, having far too much fun here. The fact is, now where was I? Oh, yes, indeed. A lot of strange scuttlebutt going around the internet, the interwebs today. People were telling me on DMs, good people, that Fox News has banned Trump surrogates and anybody too close to the president is not allowed on their news shows anymore. Only people who are on the payroll as contributors. I thought, Paul Ryan can't be that powerful. So I immediately texted one of the very senior people at Fox. I'm not even going to use their gender because that could give it away. And that person, thou, let's use the pronoun thou, got back to me and said, fake news, not true. So Fox may have been in a lot of trouble lately for various decisions, Donna Brazil, etc., but Shep's on his way out. So I think a lot of people may be coming back to Fox. I like Fox, especially the good people there, the freedom fighters like Sean, like Tucker, great people, Ed, Brett. But I think as long as they don't, Mr. G say? As long as they don't replace Shepard Smith with a Billy O. Jim Acosta, we'll be fine. Let's go to some, oh my gosh, the call board is full. I haven't even read the phone number out this hour. In case anybody drops off, it's 833-334-6752. And I'll break our rule because we've got Jim Carafano coming on, then Donald Trump Jr. So we're going to take some calls in this segment. I promise you. But first, we won't play that cut again. We'll save that for another segment. But I have to play this cut from yesterday's town hall with the president, which has made the T-shirt industry explode in the last 18 hours. This is cut five, with the president asking just a reasonable question last night. Cut five.
They put Joe Biden in charge of Ukraine policy. Listen to this. And the press will not write it. They say, in totally unsubstantiated charges, every time they talk about him, President Trump has said that his son walked away with a fortune. Now, you know that's a totally unsubstantiated charge. Really? It's not unsubstantiated. It's fact. Joe's son, Hunter, got thrown out of the Navy, and then he became a genius on Wall Street in about 2 days. By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
Where the hell is Hunter was the hashtag that was melting Twitter last night. And already the Trump, I got to give it, I don't know if it was Brad Pascal, I don't know if it was our friend Mark Lotter or somebody else. Not only can you get your plastic Trump straws at the Trump campaign, donaldjtrump.org or .com, they've sold $750,000 worth of plastic straws as of yesterday's rally. Within minutes, they were selling T-shirts at the Trump campaign. Where's Hunter? But where is he? Where is Waldo? He's being so strangely quiet. Is that because he has something to hide? To quote Hong Kong Fooey? Could be. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to line one. Alan, who's been waiting since the last hour so very, very patiently in Philadelphia. Alan, welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gurka, and thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I am faced with a dilemma in my personal life, actually my professional life. I love this country, you know, as I know you do, served it. You know, between my father and I, we have 60 years, as of yet, I'm not done, 60 years combined experience in the federal government, both in the Marine Corps and also in
You do not service. Sound old enough, Alan.
Well,
60 years with your father? Come on, what did you start at the age of 10?
No, I started at the age of 19, and
wow.
And actually I'm 52 now.
Wow.
So I thank you for the useful comments. You know what? I actually work in public service now with veterans, with the VA and combat veterans every day, and I'm saddened and bewildered. I don't know what to say to them. They are saddened. They're grief stricken. Everything from depressed to angry, to sometimes suicidal, because of what this country is turning into and what's being allowed to continue. And I don't know what to say to them. I just don't know what to say at all and what the answer is, you know, to them, because they fought in wars. We fought in wars that, you know, in Vietnam and the Persian Gulf and Iraq and Afghanistan. And they said, what do we fight for? If we're going to do this to our country internally, what did we fight for? And I don't know how they answer that.
Don't they have hope from the last 3 years?
They absolutely they do. You know what? Donald Trump is that hope, absolutely. But you know, internally, just the things that are going on, the shenanigans and everything else with the Democratic Party and everything that's allowed to be given a pass and just runs through. And so I don't know what to say to them, you know, because they're losing hope with that.
Can I look? Well, first things first. Thank you for your service and thank you for your father's service.
Pleasure.
And it's you have a right. You are, because you've worn the cloth of the Republic, you are in a position to really talk to these men and women, these wounded, these recovering veterans in ways that others can't. But let me try and give you a crutch that I use when I meet audiences, because I was in California. I spoke at two events this weekend for my new book. And I get a lot of this, you know, we've lost, what are we going to do? How do we continue in states like Massachusetts and California? And I have a very simple answer. What do you think the founding fathers thought in 1775? I mean, think about back then. Do we think right now that the situation is worse back then?
No, I agree. I say that too. I agree that we've always been. I mean, look at the Civil War. I mean, look at all the divisiveness that we've had in our country.
And survived, and survived, and flourished.
Absolutely. But right. I'm wondering, on a personal note, I mean, you know what? You know, as a registered Republican, you know what? Where's the Republican Party?
Yes.
Where is the, you know, the Democrats calling unilaterally for impeachment? You know, right. Where is Mitch McConnell or any Republican GOP senator calling for a congressional investigation of Joe Biden and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and all these procedural irregularities that are going on? Nobody's calling anybody on it.
And that's where we have to keep their feet to the fire. It's up to us. There's an old saying, many countries have it in their own languages, every country deserves the people they elect to office. So if you're dissatisfied, if anybody out there, there's only 2 million listeners to this program, if you're dissatisfied, you tell your congressmen or women, you tell your senators, and you make them worry about the future of their career if they don't get reelected. Alan, will you stay on the line? Because I want to give you a signed copy of my book.
Oh. Thank you, Dr. Gorgeous.
All right. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your father's service. We're going to send you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, available right now at Amazon.com. Who the plotters are, what they did, and what it's going to take to defeat them. I'm Sebastian Gorka. James Carafano next from the Heritage Foundation.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true. And it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Gold has reached its highest price in 6 years, and chances are it could go much higher before the year ends. Sebastian Gorka here for my friends at Midas Gold Group. If you don't add physical gold or silver to your portfolio right now, you could miss one of the greatest opportunities this year. Call Midas Gold Group, the veteran-owned precious metals dealer, rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Get their free guide to owning bullion and coins. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. And if you already own precious metals, ask for a free holdings evaluation to make sure your investments are on track. Learn how you can add the safety and stability of gold to your investments. There's no catch. Just call for their free guide to owning bullion and coins now. Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
I think that's an evergreen. Well, what is that facial expression for? We've got Jim Carafano, vice president of the Heritage Foundation. He's surprised I'm playing little vignettes of the president's rally last night from Minneapolis.
He doesn't like Joe Biden, does he?
And he just wants to know where Hunter Biden is. Wow. It's just a reasonable question. Welcome, Jim. It is that time. It is Friday. He's just had his McDonald's apple pie, his treat of the week, and the second biggest treat is to be here on this show. Right, Jim?
No, actually, it's the other way around.
I'm better than a McDonald's apple pie?
You can get two pies, but you can only get one Gorka.
Nicely done. All right, we have so much to discuss. We've got this breaking news. China, the trade war is going to be put on a pause. The Dow is exploding, 500 points almost in the last just few minutes. But this week, again and again and again, and you've been doing it everywhere from early morning to late at night, and the calls we're getting are always the same kind of theme. What's going on in Syria? Did the president make the right move? Are we abandoning our friends? Let's just take a minute with somebody who is completely immersed in these issues. What does the average American taxpayer, voter, need to know about what's going on in Syria, why it matters, and the president's decision, Jim?
Right. So how did we get here? Syria has been a country unfriendly, an enemy of the United States forever, been a harbor of terrorists forever. Its two closest friends are Russia and Iran. But Syria's tucked up in a corner. We never really cared about Syria. So there was this road accident. Part of it was Obama pulling all the U.S. troops out of Iraq, 10,000 troops out of Iraq at a very sensitive time. And at the same time, the Arab Spring kicked off and a civil war exploded in Syria. And because there was no safety net in Iraq and Syria melted down, that created a huge space for ISIS to emerge. ISIS is an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. They did the one thing Al-Qaeda never had the courage or dare do, which is to create the historical caliphate, which you can explain. It's a big deal for them. It's like, this is the end of history. It's a monumental, bold statement, right? So then what Obama found is that was sending people back into Iraq to try to help, you know, stem the bleeding. And as part of that, we also had to send some troops into Syria because that was the heart of the caliphate. When Trump came in office, and you know this, you run the campaign and the transition team and in the White House, the president says, the first thing we have to do is get rid of the caliphate. And they go to him and say, hey, Mr. President, if you want to get in the caliphate, we're going to put more troops on the ground in Syria, and we're going to have to partner with this group called the YPG. They're not the nicest people on earth. They are affiliated with a group called the PKK, which is a...
So these are both Kurdish fighting groups.
Right. A PKK, which is a terrorist group. Which does attacks on these guys. They're not the nicest people. They're not Democrats. But they're good fighters.
And they hate jihadis.
And they hate Assad, and they hate the terrorists, right? So if you want to get rid of these guys, and you don't want to send American divisions of Americans into Syria to... which is be another quagmire, these are the guys we got to partner with. So we did. And then
we crushed the caliphate.
And then the president said, okay, let's take the boys home. And they said, oh, you can't do that, Mr. President. And which was a fair comment. He says, we have other issues here. He goes, Turkey hates Assad. Turkey also hates this YPG because they're affiliated with the PKK terrorists. If we walk away, who knows what Turkey's going
to
do?
So we have to just for a second here. So the Sunni Turkish regime under Erdogan hates the Kurds writ large because they see the Kurds, whether they're Maoists or not, as a threat to the national sovereignty of Turkey.
Right. And then, don't forget, we have the Iranians who want to move into Syria to use that as a base to cement their logistical support line to Hezbollah in Lebanon and as a platform to attack Israel. Right. So we go back to...
So, friends, You need to play this back at half speed, okay, later this evening, because he's just summarized everything in about 2 minutes.
Right.
Okay, and now we have the president's decision to remove this very small contingent from Syria.
Right. So here's the problem we face is actually we're a victim of our success, if you think about it, right? Because the Turks wanted to control their border with Syria because it's uncontrolled space.
Right.
It could be a platform to attack them. There needs to be space for Syrian refugees to go home. So they've been arguing this for years. They want to move in and take over the border thing. And we said, no, don't do that, because you hate the YPG. The YPG hates you. We know that's not going to be good. And don't do that. And so finally, the Turks did that. And this is, I think, very key.
They said we're going to do it, and they told us they're
right.
going to do it.
The president did not greenlight this. He did not say, oh, yeah, okay, have a nice day. And the U.S. government, and we warned them that this was probably not a good thing to do. And we outlined all the things that we were watching for. You can't let terrorists run around. You can't let the ISIS detainees. You can't, you have to take care of civilians. You know, all the things that they would have to do to be a responsible actor. We warned them at the front end. So, but the Turks did it anyway. And you say, well, we should have just told them not to. So now, all right. So let's remember, this is the same government in Turkey that wanted to buy a Russian missile air defense system. And
right.
we said, don't buy that, because if you buy that air defense system, you will not be able to have the F-35, the world's most advanced fighter aircraft. And they bought it anyway. And what did we do? We did not give them the F-35. So this is a government which is stubborn and does things. And when they do things that are wrong, we make them pay a price for us. But here's the thing that... When people say we ran away, we didn't run away, and we didn't abandon the Kurds.
This is the question that we kept again and again and again. Did we abandon our allies,
right.
Jim Carafano?
So the Kurdish territory is larger than the area that the Turks are moving into, right? If the YPG doesn't want to fight the Turks, then the answer is the YPG should retreat, right?
Right.
The Americans haven't left the country. They just moved out of the way. So they're not in between the YPG and the Turks. What do you want them to do? Fight the Turkish army? A couple of hundred guys?
Right.
And a matter of fact, we just had an incident, it was reported, where Turkish forces almost hit American troops. What's the lesson of that? That the president was really smart
to tell
our guys to get out of the
right.
way, because our guys should not get needlessly killed for nothing. So we haven't abandoned the Kurds. We did not create a thing for the caliphate to come back. The Turks aren't going to let the ISIS fighters go. Because they're just going to kill Turks. The YPG's not going to let the ISIS fighter go. They're just going to kill the YPG.
We just have Jim Carafano give a 3-hour lecture in 4 minutes. So we're going to expand on that in a moment with the Vice President for all things national security and foreign policy at the mothership of the conservative movement, the Heritage Foundation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Follow him, JJ Carafano, Carafano. But now a message from the incredible people at Alliance Defending Freedom, who are fighting right now this week at the Supreme Court to protect your religious liberties. Unless you think this is some pie in the sky hypothetical, we're going to play for you last night what Francis Beto O'Rourke said about curtailing your freedom.
Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes.
They're coming after all of us. Think about that. Churches, charities, you will no longer be special. Why? Because of what you believe. It's un-American. Help this organization to fight the battles on your behalf. These are so expensive, whether it's fighting for a baker or a florist, or the latest case we'll be discussing with regards to a funeral home that is being persecuted because of their religious beliefs. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, click on the ADF banner, and donate today in any amount to help them to protect you. Back with Jim Carafano next here on America First.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit, or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Make refreshing changes throughout your home this fall and save by starting with Lowe's. Add new appliances and get deals like up to 35% off select appliance special values, including a 24.7 cubic foot Whirlpool French door refrigerator, just $15.99. Show your home's true colors with a new coat of paint. Save on top-rated one-coat paints from HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, starting at just $35.98 a gallon every day. Whatever projects you have on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 10/23, U.S. only.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My Plug-In Pest-Free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest Free.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
Did you put your coffee down on the wrong button again, John? That's the 7th time this show. Honestly, how? Maybe I'll do it another 7 times. I don't know. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We don't have time to talk about China because we have to continue this amazing discussion with Jim Carafano of Heritage. But just a little update. U.S. and China have reached a partial trade pause. This is from Fox Business. President Trump, speaking at the White House moments ago, said, "We have come to a very substantial phase one deal. The rest will take about 3 to 5 weeks to write. But right now, it includes protections for intellectual property, financial services, and $40 to $50 billion in agricultural products for the United States." Wow, that's
yeah. And you know, when we there's so much that you need to unpack, because you have to explain the difference between China and what he wants to do there, and what we're doing with Iran and North Korea. Totally different kinds of deals. in China, this is a running gunfight with China that we're going to be doing for a while, right?
Yep.
This is not the last. But the different, and he understands that, right? But with North Korea and Iran and even Afghanistan, the president wants the final deal, right?
Yes.
The big deal. He's not in, he, with China, he understands, you know, we're gonna do this over time. I get that. But you guys, you don't get that. We're going to do it all. We're going to do it one time, and we're going to do it right, or we're not going to do it at all.
Right. Well, the phrase we used in the White House was measurable behavior modification.
Right.
It's got to be real.
Right.
Let's go back to the broader point of, and again, amazing job on analyzing Syria and the president's decision. What is the disconnect? What is it that this city doesn't understand, Jim, with regards to measuring the president's foreign policy?
Right. So I had this, I woke up this morning and I realized we had this whole Syria thing. Oh my God, this is like Freaky Friday. I have seen this before. Think back to Trump's first press conference with Putin.
Yes.
He had his first summit with Putin. He came out, he did this, I think, kind of a wacky press conference. He said a whole bunch of stuff. Nobody even knew what he really said. And then we all just took the Trump in our head. And for days we were screaming about, well, we're going to pull out of NATO. He's going to give everything to the Russians. We're going to throw Ukraine into the sea. And then the administration kind of got on overtime, and you know, people came out and sort of, and explaining, well, yeah, actually our policies really haven't changed at all in Russia. If you know, I can explain. You can look back, and if you just interpret the president's statement in political speak as opposed to, you know, talking to the hot dog guy in the corner like Trump does. There's nothing really to see here. We haven't done anything with Putin, right? And of course, that actually proved to be true, right? Our policy with Russia is pretty tough. This is exactly what happened in Syria. The president went out, had a call with Erdogan, said some stuff, and all of a sudden we were abandoning Syria. We were unleashing terrorists on the world. We were turning the Middle East over to Erdogan, and we were going isolationist. That's what we all took away.
Right.
And of course, they're happy to see, you know, people on the right start screaming, because then the people on the, and then they're all screaming, everybody's screaming. And then now here we are 3 days later, and the Secretary of Defense gets up and the Secretary of State gets up and they say, well, actually, you know, we're not leaving Syria. We're not abandoning the Kurds. We're not stopping the fight with ISIS. We're actually told the Turks they shouldn't do this.
John.
And we've actually been trying to stop them, and we're trying to broker a ceasefire, which all sounds like what everybody screamed that we should be doing.
But you'd think this city would be sophisticated enough to know the difference between rally Trump,
right,
tweet Trump, and commander-in-chief Trump.
Yeah.
It's not really very complicated, is it, Jim?
Yeah, I used to call them, you know, showman Trump and serious Trump. Those are my terms, right?
And showman and dealmaker.
Right, the show. Well, no, because
serious.
He's a serious dealmaker, but
right.
The showman Trump is, hey, you know, and it's genuinely who he is. That's his personality. It's the way he speaks. He doesn't want to talk like us because he's not us. He doesn't want to pretend to be like, you know, the president on West Wing, because that's not him. He is who he is. And
he's not an actor from Hollywood?
It's his personality. He's had it his entire life. It's completely genuine. And he doesn't want to change because we're New Yorkers and we don't do that, right?
Right.
But people look at that like, oh, my God. That's all there is to this guy.
Yeah.
And there's the serious guy that, you know, built buildings and amassed fortunes and is a really, I think, actually a very serious president. And we get so wrapped up in the showman thing because it's good for our politics. It's good for our ratings. It's good to scream at each other. And we purposefully ignore the serious person that we know is underneath.
For a city that thinks it's so smart, it can be very dumb.
Yeah.
We're talking to Jim Carafano. Follow him, JJ Carafano, and support the Heritage Foundation, the most important conservative organization out there, heritage.org, helmed by the fabulous Coles James. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that actually makes a difference and works. I know you have options if you suffer from daily aches and pains. You can use those smelly ointments. You can take some kind of over-the-counter painkiller or even a prescription painkiller. Don't do it, my friend, until you've tried Relief Factor. Relief Factor got rid of my lower back pain issue, and there are right now tens of thousands of Americans who are getting daily relief from this holy natural supplement that attacks inflammation at the source. The three-week starter pack is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day, which will help you know if it works for you. In my case, 2 weeks into it, my back pain was gone, and I've been taking it ever since. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from across the country of your fellow Americans who are getting their lives back and the great endorsements from people like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and myself. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Next on America First, the president's son, Donald Trump Jr. You don't want to miss it. Whatever you're doing, do not touch that dial. I am Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com. Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores, so we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Boll & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM. BollAndBranch.com, promo code CALM.
And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
Have we really played that in every segment since the start of the show? Yes, we have, and we're proud of it, because the president was on fire last night. And we have somebody else who couldn't be there for the rally. Why? Because he was at his own rally, and that's another Trump. It is Donald Trump Jr. Don, are you there?
I am here, Seb. How are you doing, buddy?
Man, I look, I'm biased. I get it. I worked for him. I worked for him when he was plain old Mr. Trump. I worked for him in the White House. There is no rally so far that's been a dud, and they seem to get better and better. Am I just, like, seeing things through a warped lens? Last night, he was on fire.
No, man, I'm with you. You know, it's sort of easy. When you see the craziness and the hypocrisy of the other side, they give you an endless supply of material
yes.
to dunk on. So, you know, that one was an obvious one. And he's not wrong. I mean, Joe Biden, 90% of the time, he doesn't remember who the hell he was vice president for. I mean, this guy can't get anything right. And then you talk about the corruption in his family, whether it's the son, whether it's the brother. You know, billion-dollar contracts for, you know, guys that have not accomplished anything prior to that in their lives. It never ends. So there's no shortage of material that they're giving us.
I came into the studio today, Don, and I thought, let's just play 2 hours of the rally and everybody will be happy. But yeah. I can't do that. But there's one cut. There's actually two left. But this is a fun one and there's a serious one. This cut, for me, is your father, and I have to play it for all of those who missed it. And this is the president yesterday in Minneapolis, cut one.
I tell you, it's cost me billions of dollars to be president. It really has. And at some point, I'll probably have to prove that, and I look forward to doing it. It's very easy. It's very easy. And there is nothing that makes me happier than making that decision to run and win and straighten out the mess that these people have created.
Take us inside that, because I saw it in the Oval. I saw a man who took that position simply because he wanted to serve his nation. Take us inside your family, Don, your father, the decision to do this, because the price it's meant for all of you is hard for mere mortals who aren't in the arena yeah. to imagine. But walk us through what it's meant to all of you in the last few years.
Well, listen, it's been incredible. I mean, I sort of have different hats, different feelings about it, depending on sort of which hat I'm wearing, right? As a father, it's both great and bad, right? My kids have to deal with some of the nonsense because, again, there's nothing less tolerant than a leftist preaching tolerance, as we've all seen.
Right.
So, you know, I got to deal with the both of that. I mean, the part of it that's incredible is they get to, you know, witness parts of American history. That's an amazing. For me, as an American, it's an amazing to watch someone who's willing to take on that establishment, to take on the deep state. Because, again, you may not have been a conspiracy theorist before the Trump presidency, but if you're not now, you're either stupid or you've been sleeping for the last 3 years. And so, you know, that aspect of it is difficult. As a businessman, it's terrible, obviously. You know, unlike Hunter Biden, we were international business people, Seb. This is what we did. This was a big part of what I did, was a lot of our international deals. That's what we did. We gave up doing any new international deals. That's turned away hundreds of millions of dollars in new deals that we could do while he was presidency. We'd still actually be able to do it illegally, but we said we're not going to, so as to not have any possibility or even the optics of impropriety. Unlike Hunter Biden, who was a journeyman businessman, thrown out of the Navy with a cocaine problem, turned in rental cars with crack pipes in them, you know, minor details, right? Family's off limits, except for they tried to spend 3 years throwing me in jail, right? It's only off limits one way.
Right.
If Donald Trump Jr. did those things, you would hear about it day in and day out. He wouldn't be able to go missing like he has for the last year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just a double standard. So unlike Hunter Biden, we were international business people before my father got into politics.
You mean you're not getting the billion-dollar deals now after you got involved in politics and your father's president?
No, we have a contractual obligation to finish some of the ones that we had started, let's say, in 2010, you know, that are ongoing deals. But all new deals we gave up before he assumed the presidency. Biden miraculously became an expert in energy because, man, you got to be one hell of an expert to make $83,000 a month for a no-show job in an industry you've never played in and with a language you don't speak. Donald Trump Jr., I'd love a couple of those gigs, but I won't take them, Seth.
It's
a little different. I won't be like Joe Biden's brother who's getting billion-dollar contracts in Iraq. You know, probably the same deal, right? It's just different. We were international business people. The Bidens became international business people when they could leverage his power, when they could leverage the politics. It's disgusting, and the double standard is asinine.
It was one of the most meaningful things for me when I had to sign on the dotted line as a deputy assistant to your dad, that I had to sign a piece of paper that said, when I leave his service, I am not allowed to work for a lobbying company for 5 years, and I'm never allowed to work for a foreign government. That wasn't a government requirement. That was a requirement your father put on us as his assistants in the White House, and that tells you everything you need to know about the president. We've got a minute and a half left, and I am so grateful for your endorsement of my new book, The War for America's Soul. But you're getting into the book business. Tell us a little bit about your project, and I think it's what, coming out in, when's your book coming out?
It's coming out November 5th. It's available for pre-order now on Amazon. It's called Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. You know, I wrote it about sort of the experience. I mean, when you talk about what's going on, what I've been able to experience firsthand, whether it was the campaign, whether it was being probably the number two target of the, you know, the Russia hoax, the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people, you know, the number two target after my father, about my sort of, you know, coming about to conservatism and my experience growing up with a mother that escaped from communism, a grandparents who lived in communist Czechoslovakia and made sure I saw all of that. So it's a little bit of all of those things that I've been able to witness, and talking about some of the great irony and hypocrisy of the not-so-tolerant left. So, you know, I think anyone who's MAGA will probably like it. There's probably some great family stories in there as well for those who want to kind of get a closer look into the family. And you've seen it because you've been around him, whether it's his personality, the sense of humor, you know, all of those things that I really had a front row seat to be able to see great American history in the making.
And you're still making it. Order it right now. It's called Triggered. You can pre-order it at Amazon.com. And don't forget, Don, if you need an endorsement, I'm here for you, buddy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Can't wait for it to come out. Next, your calls here on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? And what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
The annual enrollment for Medicare is coming soon, so we're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
Go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
And your father was never considered smart. He was never considered a good senator. He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
It's on a loop, isn't it? It's on some chronic history. It's just a time warp. That cut is just playing itself by now. The ghost of Hunter Biden is playing it for us every day, every segment of every hour. It's so interesting. I just tweeted 50 minutes ago the news that Shep Smith is leaving Fox, and I've already got 7,000 likes. I guess people are happy that he's leaving. Good riddance to you, Shep. Let's get back to your calls. The call board is absolutely chocker. It is full. Let's go to, Mike in Minnesota. Why not Mike in Minnesota? I don't know why you're calling because my... No? No, he hasn't picked it up yet. Let's go to, Judy, our good friend Judy in Brooklyn. Welcome back, Judy.
Hi. Let me ask you a question. Do you read your Facebook ever?
As much as I can, my dear.
Because I have been Facebooking you. I just died like 4 weeks ago, and you and President Trump, the only two people I Facebook. I want you to know that.
Well, I would expect nothing less.
Anyway, listen, to the average Joe or Jane, Dr. Gorka, they are so clueless or confused, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because these diabolical, democratic gangsters, they're practicing this Alinsky-style tactics, and they're bombarding and they're overwhelming on purpose. This is what they do. And so I have a suggestion, Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
I think that he needs to put together an army of 100 vetted, unbiased, brilliant legal minds, 100 lawyers. We're going to, the adults have to take charge now, okay? And talk about law and order. We have to do legal battle against these political gangs.
Okay, we've got a minute left, Judy. What do these 100 lawyers do for the president in the next 389 days?
Okay. I would take them and I would have them every aspect. There are so many different areas of corruption that all of these players are doing on the other side. And so we just need to get, we're sick and tired of, Hillary sitting around. She should be in prison. Other people should be in prison. And they're just sitting around and getting away with it. We're sick of it.
Well, let's just make one little modification there. I like the idea. First things first, we need a war room. We need a team of communicators. We need real surrogates, not the handful of people that are out there. We need 100 surrogates talking for the president. A legal team would be great, but we don't put people in prison. That's what the left does. We're conservatives. We're patriots. We have due process. We collect the evidence. We charge people if there is requisite evidence. And then we allow a jury of our peers to make the decision with regards to the accused. And I think I have great faith because of people I know who've worked for him that Attorney General William Barr is on the case. He's a bloodhound. He's a honey badger. He's a kraken, whatever you want to call him. But he will get to the bottom of the rank corruption of the Obama years. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back after these messages.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.